From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Now Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has chimed in on the plight of the Iranian people who have been engaged in protests since late last week. Protests that have since turned deadly overnight after at least two people were shot dead, and state television reporting at about 12 people dead, dozens arrested.
Brave Iranians are pouring into the streets. They seek freedom. They seek justice. They seek the basic liberties that have been denied to them for decades.
Netanyahu called on the international community to support the Iranian people. The Trump administration says it's very concerned about Tehran blocking Iranians from communicating through social media platforms in a bid to dampen the protest. U.S. President Trump is again accusing Pakistan of sheltering terrorists whom American forces are fighting in neighboring Afghanistan. In his first Twitter message of 2018, Mr. Trump wrote, "The United States has foolishly given Pakistan more than $33 billion in aid over the last 15 years, and they have given us nothing but lies and deceit, thinking of our leaders as fools. They give a safe haven to terrorists. We hunt in Afghanistan with little help, no more." Washington has long accused Islamabad, particularly its security institutions, of turning a blind eye or covertly helping the Afghan Taliban. It is not immediately clear whether Mr. Trump is threatening to cut financial assistance to Pakistan. The United States suggested in August it would hold up to $255 million in military assistance until Pakistan cracks down on extremists. The U.S. Congress has authorized up to $700 million in coalition support fund. This is VOA News. Finding a peaceful resolution to the ongoing tensions between North Korea and the U.S. is still going to be a top priority for world leaders in 2018, as North Korean leader Kim Jong-un warned the United States must realize that the North's nuclear program is a reality. In his annual New Year's address Monday, Kim warned that he has a nuclear button on his desk. He said the entire area of the U.S. mainland is within our nuclear strike range. The United States can never start a war against me and our country. He also said the path to dialogue was open, and he's considering sending a delegation to the Winter Olympic Games in South Korea. Sung-Yoon Lee is a Korean Studies Associate Professor at Tufts University.
It's dangerous because we know the problem is geography. The problem is
in November, the North announced it had reached its goal of developing operational ICBM capability after it launched a long-range missile that could potentially reach the U.S. mainland. Thousands braved a frigid New York night to celebrate the start of 2018 in Times Square, which is an annual celebration that dates back to the year 1904. As they do each year, the crowd at Times Square counted down as the crystal ball slid down a pole, arriving at the bottom as 2018 began, accompanied by confetti and fireworks. Hundreds of thousands of people watched over by thousands of police and other security personnel crowded the square. Despite temperatures around 12 degrees, the frosty festivities in Times Square included performances by Mariah Carey, Sugarland, and Nick Jonas. Costa Rican officials are investigating the cause of a charter airplane crash Sunday in a mountainous wooded area west of the city of San Jose that killed 10 U.S. citizens and two local pilots. Officials say the plane operated by the local airline Nature Air burst into flames. Upon impact, no survivors reported. A family in the suburbs of New York City said five of the dead Americans were a family on vacation. Police have confirmed that the passengers killed in a seaplane that crashed Sunday were visitors from the United Kingdom. Australian officials say a seaplane crashed during a 20-minute entertainment ride in Sydney on New Year's Eve, killing all six. Five of the victims were British nationals, who included the CEO of Compass Group PLC, Richard Cousins, his two sons, fiancé, and her daughter, all among the victims. The pilot also died. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.